Welcome to Turning Points. I'm Patricia Killeen, and I'm delighted to be in the studio with Dino Salomon, musician and crooner. Dino, also known as Tariq, was born in Rabat in Morocco. When he was 18, he moved to France for his studies. Among other places, he performs at the Café Blanche, just up the road from the Moulin Rouge, and he also performs at the mythical Chat Noir, which has been going strong since 1881. Today, as well as finding out about his life in Paris and his projects, Dino has agreed to sing a few songs for us. Here in World Radio Paris, we might be dancing on the tables when Dino gets going. Dino, welcome. I hope you're well.
I'm very well and I'm very happy to be here.
We're delighted to have you, Dino.
Thank you.
Dino, would you tell our listeners what it was like to come to France or to Paris as a very young man to live and to study? What was that like?
Yeah, actually, my first purpose of coming to Paris was studying history of art because I was in art in the the high school, and one of my teachers recommended me to study history of art because I was good at it, apparently. So it was like a big dream to come here, and first I applied to École du Louvre.
Ah, yes, excellent school.
Yes, and there was a test, and I couldn't pass it because it was very hard.
Yeah,
but
they're tough.
Very good. Yeah, so my expectations were quite high, but yeah, I came to France and I really found exactly what I was dreaming of.
Right.
Art everywhere.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Right.
And which university did you go to then?
So first I was in Amiens. So Amiens, which is a small city between Lille and Paris. So
right.
Mid-road, in the region called Picardy.
Picardy,
so in
yeah.
France, when you say Picardy, it's like in a flat, windy land.
Yeah.
Quite muddy.
Yeah.
And very different than Rabat, which is like 25 degrees all the year just by the Atlantic Ocean. So I was in...
That was a shock.
Yes. The first summer was very shock for me because it was raining all the month of July. And then I was like, what happened? Why the first person came to live here? Like, I was like, there must be, maybe the guy was having like financial problems with people. And then he was like, I'm going somewhere. Nobody's going to come here and I'm going to settle down. And,
yeah.
And I went there too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you only stayed 2 years, was it, in Amiens?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then what happened?
Then actually I studying history of art, like, I liked history of art, but I was drawing too, a lot of drawing, and I was keeping drawing during the courses, and until I was like, okay, I'm going to just study art and go back to drawing.
Right.
So I studied art in Paris 1, which is Saint-Charles.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
I was studying like art, just so that's why I moved to here. Yeah,
yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
And so... When you were in Paris, looking at all the art and everything, somehow music got under your skin as well.
Yes.
So maybe just to get us going on that subject.
Well, actually, when I think we have something like that in my family in Morocco. Like my uncle is considered to be like the first Moroccan introducing the hip hop music and dance.
Wow.
In Morocco. I
wow.
didn't know that. Just discovered like lately he was on TV and he had like kind of homage. And my grandmother used to tell us that when they were young, like they were like 11 children.
Yes, yeah.
No TV at the time.
Yeah.
Having like a dinner, like, you know, in Morocco, we all eat in the same big plate. And when everybody like is done, they take the plate, put it upside down. The mother took spoons, play on the play on the plate. The father took like an instrument, like kind of traditional one, and they make music at home.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think, and my father was a huge meloman. I don't know if we say that in English. And music was there.
It was part
all
of
the
your
time
life all the
yes,
time.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
I came to Paris, and the first place I came, it was near Montmartre.
Right,
yeah.
right.
So one day I went upstairs and there was a guy with a guitar playing guitar. And I had like one of the most magic times in Paris. And I was like, wow, that's beautiful. Beautiful view. A guy who is like, oh, he's giving me a lot of kindness doing that. Like he's sharing music with people. Everybody had a smile. It was shiny. So the sun was shining, a beautiful day. And I was like, I would love to do that.
It was an epiphany.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one year after, I was at that place. I was with a guitar and I was doing the same thing.
Yeah, it didn't take you long.
No, just 1 year, I take care of it and I get it.
Yeah. And would you like to get us into the mood and maybe play us a song now? We'd love to hear it. I can just imagine you as a young man, like seeing this other guy playing and thinking, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, it was epiphany, as you said, yeah. So I'd like to play, you know, I play like very old songs. And I'd like to start with this one that I like. It's called How It Lies.
Oh, lovely.
If you think candy is sweet, there's a girl you ought to meet. Sugar drips from her lips when she sighs. By the love light it lies within my baby's eyes. How it lies. How it lies, how it lies. She gets style, she gets charms in a pair of loving arms that I'm dying to try on the sides. By the love light it lies within my baby's eyes. How it lies, how it lies, how it lies. Oh, her name tops the list of fairy florists. Her voice sent and deep in line with all of the trees in the forest. Why should I be the only clinging vine? There's a heartbreaking storm when the one that you adore is a devil in an angel disguise. By the love light at last within my baby's eyes. How it lies, how it lies, how it lies. Oh, her name tops the list of every florist. Her voice stands and deep in line with all of the trees in the forest. Why should I be the only clinging vine? There's a heartbreaking storm when the one that you adore is a devil in an angel disguise. By the love light it lies, is a love light it dies. How it lies, how it lies, how it lies.
Bravo!
Merci.
So that really encompasses for me the sunshine that I can see in the picture when you told me about Montmartre, sitting on the steps, busking and everything like that. And I think your apartment was up in Montmartre, right? Was that easy to find an apartment up there?
Yeah, exactly. It was just like down the stairs, one of the stairs that are around Montmartre, Rue Feutrier.
Right,
which is near from, like, parallel to the Rue Muller. It's very quiet, nice.
Yeah, it's very quiet, but it's very popular now, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because I remember I have an uncle here who, when I told him that I am at the 18th, he always told me, you know, you say you are in Montmartre.
Yes.
He always insisted, don't say Barbès, Chateau, you say Montmartre.
Montmartre, yes. Or Les Halles de Montmartre.
Yeah. Yeah. And at first I didn't understand why, but
yeah, you have to present it that way. Good advice.
He's right, that's where I am.
Yeah. And for me, it's the most beautiful arrondissement of Paris.
Yes.
I just love it.
Same, absolutely, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so varied, you know, you can go to the wealthiest, the most expensive square meters in Paris are up near the avenue, I think, Junot.
Absolutely.
And then maybe the cheapest apartments in Paris. Such a variety.
Exactly.
And that, I think, makes it very mixed and special.
Yes.
So how did your musical career then evolve from that time? You know, so you started like busking. And then what happened next? I know you mentioned that you loved early 20th century music. So was that kind of...
Yes. Actually, first when I started busking, first I was going to university, and when the weather was good, I took my guitar and went and just played there. And then I met other musicians there.
Yeah.
And we became friends and we started busking. And so first it was like radio music, like things that everybody knows, like the common mainstream beautiful music for tourists.
Yes.
So, and then I had, I switched to blues. So I had a very long time when I was singing the blues, and then I got the blues, doing the blues, too much blues.
Too many blues.
Not good for you, too much blues. So until that day, a friend put on my iPod, he put, I think, that was a Bing Crosby song.
Yes, yeah.
And it was like the flowers in the trees.
Yes, I know.
And I was in the metro and I was quite like depressed. And I then when I listened to that, I was like, wow, this is, yes, I don't have to be the suffering artist. I don't have to be like the blues man. I can be just someone who's singing flowers and the trees and the birds, and life in beauty is beautiful.
And yeah. And it's just the pure joy of it. And I think I've heard someone describe your voice as just liquid gold. There's that kind of very, you know, joyful, it brings sunshine, yeah, and
yes,
everything. And that's, you know.
And
that's,
it's a choice.
Just, it's, yeah, a choice, and yeah, a good choice, because, yeah, I think it really suits your voice.
Thank you. I have a friend who, I like how he says that. First he was saying, oh, you have like a honey voice. And then he was like, no, you are a honeymoon voice. I said, oh, I love that.
Yeah,
honeymoon voice.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And so apart from Bing Crosby, you love also Dean Martin, as you,
yes,
said, also the Miles Brothers.
The Miles Brothers, yeah.
Would you have another song to sing from one of your favorites?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me do one.
Yeah.
Love me, say you love me, just for fun. Try it, softly sigh, just for fun. If you're close to me, maybe you'll agree. Here's a tent that magic end we're seeking constantly. Tingle, tingle when we mingle, just for fun. Let's pretend we'll never end what we've begun. For if we play it love, we may stay in love, then you'll be glad you tried it just for fun. Close to me, maybe you'll agree. Here's a tent that magic end we're seeking constantly. Tingle, tingle when we mingle, just for fun. Let's pretend we'll never end what we've begun. For if we play it love, we may stay in love, then you'll be glad you tried it just for fun.
Thank you for that. What was the title of that song, that one?
Just for fun.
Just for fun. I could have guessed that. Lovely. Now, In the intro, you know, we spoke about the Chat Noir.
Yes.
Now, that was the place, as we said, has been operating since 1881.
Yes.
Immortalised by the great Toulouse-Lautrec.
Oh, yes.
And I just want to ask you, what's it like to perform in such a mythical place?
Well, actually, you know, there was a time when I was playing less music and doing more design, because it's another thing that is one of my other passions, and I'm always switching between the two. And there was like a time where there was like no music, more design than music, and I was passing by there and I saw Chat Noir, someone performing there, and I'm like, I would like to play there someday. And like a year after, and it was there. Sometimes it just happened to me just to look at something and just wish.
Yeah, yeah.
And it happens next.
Yeah. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, not always wish for good things for the planet.
Yeah.
And so playing there, it's magical because you can like, I miss people. You know, music just makes you meet people. Like, yeah. You are not supposed to meet if you had like social professional thing. You know, it's just open to everybody. And a lot of people, they are like, they are in the Chat Noir, and then they are looking at this poster with the cat, and they're like, and just they realize once they are there, and they're, is it like the place of this cat? I said yes. And they're like, but I have this in my house, like in I don't know which country. I said yes, but you are there. And then they realize, and then they're like, wow, beautiful. And so it's just, you know, people, good energy all the time there, and they're very happy to be there. So. And we try to make our best performances there to
right.
please them, yeah.
And how often would you play there, like every weekend or?
Yes, usually it's like once or twice a week.
Right.
When I'm not at Café Blanche, usually it's Saturdays.
Usually Saturday
yes.
nights, so
yes.
that's definitely something to catch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what about, like, I know you played with Sheldon Forrest, who's like a fantastic pianist, I find.
Ooh, yes.
And he's just great accompanist. He just
yes.
seems to be able to move in with anyone. Well, you know, like, can you tell us a bit about him or other people you play with?
Sheldon Forrest for me was like, there are two people that I'm really, really thankful. There is Catherine Portelli. I was like just by my, I felt so alone because
yes.
I knew nobody doing that, but
yeah.
I was so much in it, my passion, doing it all the time. Until one day I was in this jam session and Catherine Portelli, she was there and she was singing something like that. It was, oh, I know this song, and nobody knows this song in Paris. And she said, oh, there is a pianist who plays that, and it's Sheldon Forrest. And
right.
at the time he was at the Swan Bar.
Yes,
near,
yeah.
Port Royal.
Right.
So it was a place he always had his jam sessions and
yes.
open mics.
Yeah, yeah.
I went there, and last time I was discussing with him because I was like, can you play this song? And then he looked at me and said, you know this song? I'm like, yes, this song.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was just a good connection from that time because I make him play songs that nobody's requesting. And I started doing this with Sheldon for 4 years.
Yeah.
And it was my thing. It was like the universe I was singing somehow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very beautiful experience there.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're in Café Blanche, I was there one night, you weren't there, but Sheldon was playing. And what I noticed was, I mean, there were tourists there because people had come from the Moulin Rouge. It's
yes.
just around the corner.
Yes.
And the decor is very Belle Epoque, very beautiful as
yes.
well. But then at a certain hour of the night, all these musicians just start to come in with saxophones
yes.
and they all just start to jam. And so you have this lovely mixture of a place that is a little bit kind of a cliche in
mm-hmm.
a sense. But then you have all this authentic, you know, jam session that's going on. I just was, my mind was blown away by that.
I think this, it's very interesting to say that it is cliche. I think it's cliche when it just loses the spirit of it.
Yeah.
So something become cliche because it's just like the shell. Like when you see it, oh, this is it. I know. But when you have the spirit of it,
yeah,
in the spirit, it's the music. Because
these
places are cliche now, but
yeah.
when they used to be alive,
yeah, yeah,
they had
yeah.
Things happening there. And Café Blanche is the specificity of this place because Christian, who is the owner, He's such a smart guy, because what I like, he just took a traditional Parisian bistro.
Yes.
And make one. He made one, but new one. Like, it's not like an old one that is still running.
Yeah.
He really made it from scratch. And he told me lately that he's going to add some decorations on the roof, like what we call les moulures. So
there's
going to be some plaster things.
Then
it's going to be like
100%
the real thing.
And the food is terrific.
Yeah, and the food. Oh, my. Yeah. Everybody's saying that. And the music, too. When Dean was singing there, it's beautiful.
I went with people from Ireland, and they were like, oh, my God, we've never been to such a good place.
Cool.
But can you sing us maybe one of the songs that you like to sing in Café Blanche?
Oh, yeah. There's one that the owner, Christian, he likes.
Oh, this is for Christian.
Yeah, this is for
Christian. With his lovely handlebar mustache.
Exactly.
He's so elegant.
He has everything.
He looks like he stepped right out of the Belle Epoque.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever passed the corner of 14 grand when a little ball of freedom has a shoe-shy stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. It's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, Chattanooga shoe-shine boy. Why do a nickel just to shine one shoe? He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. Feel though you wanna dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, Chattanooga shoe-shine boy. It's a wonder how the rag that tears, the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity hippity 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 hop. He opens up the store when the clock strikes 9. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie woogie rag, Chattanooga shoe shine boy. It's a wonder how the rag don't tear, the way he makes it pop, wop, wop. You ought to see him fan in the air with his hoppity hippity 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 hop. He opens up the store when the clock strikes 9. Likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie woogie rag, Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He pops the boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He pops the boogie woogie, the Chattanooga boy.
Woohoo! Dino, thank you so much for that. And listen, Dino, if you had just like a really quick advice to give to a young expat arriving in Paris and wants to make their way in the music business, what would you say?
So, in one sentence, don't be shy. Go to the open mics. Go to the jam session. Make friends around music. Everybody, all the musicians, all the artists are kind people. Don't be shy. Everybody speaks English, so try to speak English and improve your French. And just go there when music happens. And a lot of places and meet people and play with people, even if you don't know them.
Get out there, get meet people and voila. Play and don't be shy. Great advice.
Et voilà.
Yeah. But listen, Dino, we're going to have to wrap up. You know, listeners, you can follow Dino on his Facebook at Dino Salomon or his Instagram at Dino Crooner.
Yes.
And he has a busy schedule, but, you know, he could be available for private concerts alone or with other artists. And I'll put up his email address as well, or you can contact him through his Facebook Messenger account. And we'll put all of that up on the World Radio Paris blog site. So until the next time, dear listeners, stay safe, keep on singing and discreetly dancing. And Dino, would you like to sing us out and bring us into the festive season with a Christmas song to end
up
with?
Sure, yeah.
We just love that.
I have one.
Oh, that would be really, really great.
The weather outside is frightful, and a fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show a sign of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally say goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Those fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, and snow.